For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, watch what you say. What's up, fellas?
Hi.
Boys?
No, too quiet. No,
stop. He's really watching what he says.
Don't mess with... Are they messing with me? We just talked about projecting, Chris. Are you messing with me?
Hi.
There we go. Thank you. The volumes.
You're welcome, Brett.
I'll tell you what. You know... All this podcasting, all this YouTubing, all this everybody's making their own show that everybody's doing out there, you would think that someone would come out with the definitive technology to streamline all the volumes, all the everything, figuring out the sounds and blah, 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 blah. Right? But no.
Like a one-stop shop for everything podcast.
Yeah. Come on, somebody out there. We got listeners easy, in easy. Seattle. We got tech bros listening. Tech bros and tech bras.
Come on, tech.
What's the...
Peeps.
You know, come on, tech people.
The second you buy something, it becomes obsolete. Like, I got a new iPhone because the chargers don't work anymore. Chargers now.
Yeah. I went into the iPhone store and had the guy clean out my lightning jack for the charger, and he looked at me like I was from...
Ooh, what'd you have in there? What do you find?
Well, not just that, just the fact that I had like a plug-in, I think. Aren't they all wireless now or whatever? Yeah. So he was just looking at me like, you plug this thing in? To what?
So what you're saying, the both of you, is it sounds like it's on purpose that they don't have this product yet, that they are going to forever make podcasters have to buy a gazillion things and deal with a gazillion problems so that there's a gazillion products that people can sell.
Yeah, it's just that how is everyone having a show, right? Because I've had shows for a while, guys. I've been here for a bit, all right? I look all over the internet. Everyone's got a show now, and it all seems easy to run. But we all know that it's not. So now everybody not only is stressing themselves out with their gig, but also their side gig? Why? Get out. I've been here the whole time. Leave it to me.
The grumpy old man of podcasting.
Yeah.
Get off his podcast lawn.
All you young kids pretending like it's easy. I know it's not for you guys. I know it's not.
You're not wrong, though. Everyone does have a podcast. Like, everyone.
I know.
Everyone about everything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Even people that weren't ever on TV.
Imagine that.
What business do people who have never been on a TV show have having their own show?
Yeah, I was on the news once.
Does that count? Are you yelling at Ryan or no? That counts. Being on the news once. Were you on Cops? What kind of news were you on?
I'm teasing with everybody, but Ryan, were you interviewed as part of the team or what?
Well, there's that, but I got to introduce, Harry Wappler? Cairo 7, the weather. Yeah,
legendary.
I got, they used to do like, I was like 12. I got to introduce them. That was my big breakout.
What do you mean you got to, did you have to audition for this?
Well, I got the part for sure.
Yeah, but no, like, just, what was the?
I was in the right place, right time. I think it was actually at a Thunderbirds game, but they used to have like someone introduce him every time for the weather cast or whatever.
Oh, so they probably just went out in Seattle with a camera just, and they'd get random. Yeah, just right.
Yeah, but I got picked once, and yeah, it was a highlight.
This is Ryan from Linwood.
Exactly.
Time for Seattle's most famous weatherman, Harry Wobbler.
I think I asked when it was going to snow, and it was like April.
Wait, is so up there in Seattle, you know, they got the radar, which is the Doppler radar. Is the Doppler radar named after Harry Wobbler? Or is that just a whole
Doppler?
Yes.
Was his name is really that? Wobbler?
Did Wobbler create the Doppler?
Wow.
Down here, if you travel around, and because everybody's got the radars now, but they don't all call it Doppler, do they? Is that just up in Seattle?
No,
it's everywhere. That's
the name. It's everywhere.
Well, then why was his name Harry Wobbler 40 years before...
Release the show!
Also, why? Why? Why right then?
Wow.
Three local boys reminiscing about their childhood weatherman.
Shit enough.
We gotta interrupt that conversation. We snap it. We snap it. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show. Here we are. Providing some local commentary. Maybe there's some listeners that remember old Harry from back in the day.
May he rest his soul.
Harry and Andy.
And producer Katie, who hails from Deadwood, South Dakota, amongst other places.
She's a Dallas Reigns girl, so leave her out of that.
She's got to interrupt the conversation. Forgive me if I bring up Steve Poole. The late, great Steve Poole, RIP. I think he just passed away recently, actually. But
he did. Yep.
Another legend. How about Rich Marriott? You guys ever get down with him?
Oh, yeah. It's a deep cut.
I've gotten down at a Marriott before. Is that what you're saying? Wait, what are you talking about?
Who was the guy? All right, how about this one? The guy who was on King 5... He did the weather on King 5. He came to my elementary school class and did like a presentation or like come, you know, speak about the weather when I was a kid. And that was the most famous person I had ever met up until the fifth grade, you know? Like, I mean, I was like, this guy is on TV every day. He had like a stash, dark hair.
And you were like, how do I become him?
He was definitely on King 5 forever, like Jeff something. Jeff spelled with a G-E-O-F-F.
Jeff Fisher?
Who?
Give me a second.
Jeff Fisher?
No, Jeff.
No, that's the Rams coach.
Man, I can picture him now.
Yeah, what is that guy's name? King 5, I'm looking it
was
up.
Was it Rich Marriott on King 5?
Rich Marriott was definitely on King 5. Like, Katie, you see, you tried to stop the conversation, but look what you did.
Jeff Renner.
Renner! Yes!
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Is it spelled with a G or a J?
Oh, I think it's a... I just Googled it, too. I think it's a J. Jeff
Renner. Is it with a J? Oh, yeah, it is a J. J. J-E-F-F Renner. Yeah. Yeah, look at this guy. Yeah, man. This was the most famous person I ever met when I was a kid. He's 70 years old right now. Shout out to Jeff Renner, still doing it. He went. Oh, he's a Husky, guys. Sorry, Chris. He's a Husky. He's a dog.
That's okay.
Yeah, man. Producer Katie, check this dude out.
He's made such an impact in your life.
Look at this.
Still remember him.
So all these modern pictures you see, he's got no stash. See? He's like, but you know, you can tell this is like a local news guy.
Yeah.
But when I met him, bam, look at that stash.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude. Look at this guy right here. Boom. Look at that one. Shout out to Jeff.
That's a weatherman.
Yeah, man.
I think all these guys, when it went to HD, they started dropping the stash.
Oh. Yeah, like Rabel?
Rabel, he did that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thanks for tuning into the show. We could talk about local local news people all day long, but the show is brought to you by...
We haven't got the Nick Allard yet.
No. Wiener Schnitzel.
Ron Burgundy. I mean, come on. We just all day.
Oh, man. The show is brought to you by Wiener Schnitzel, and we're here to talk hockey. There's two locations for Wiener Schnitzel, one in Everett, one in Fife. Go on in for a chili dog or a corn dog or a chili burger, fries, ice cream, and all of that good stuff. At some point, do it today. Do it for lunch. It's delicious. Say release the show while you're in there, and not only will the theme song start playing, but you'll also get a free ice cream cone with any other purchase. It's Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Boys, the reason we can joke around and have a little fun here is because the Kraken... Don't look now, but things are going kind of okay. A little, sort of, kind of. I'm a little like cautiously optimistic. Ryan, every time we yell at them, they turn right around and completely redeem themselves. Albeit they dropped the Red Wings game, but that was a close one.
They still look pretty good in that game. Yeah,
I got the point.
You notice who scored for them, by the way. I know all of you noticed that actual.
I don't want to talk about it.
Actual Dan Sprong.
Why you got to bring that up?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, I feel like okay. Well, we're gonna have to get into it, but let's just okay. Of late, I'm cautiously optimistic. They just took it to the Canucks, so we delayed recording the episode this week. They took it to the Canucks last night, 5-2. The Canucks are supposed to be the best team in the NHL, possibly, right? Or at least, you know. Whatever. And so they take it to them. The I-5-lery might be real. And then they got the Wild coming up, which the Wild have been playing great, so we'll see what happens. But we beat Boston, too, on the road. We took it to Detroit. We beat the Islanders right after we yelled at them last time, albeit in a shootout, right? But hey, so Ryan, let's talk about this team, how they've been doing, and then can you confirm for us finally that these boys listen to the show? And then so that we can get some credit every time they turn it around.
Yeah. So earlier this year and last year, every time we yelled at them, every time we had that rant, we went off. All of a sudden, they turned it around.
Every time.
And even people on Twitter are reaching out saying, it's because they listened to the show. It's because you guys yelled at them. Like, it's got to be true. But
okay, so then also, this episode's not going to change then. I'm going to still yell at them. I'm still yelling at them. Yeah, if you guys are listening, I'm still pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, right now we just got to get some positive professional pressure. Just keep that going.
Yeah. All,
full speed.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
Some PPP.
Yep. But I am glad that we delayed it because last night's game was one of those statement games that they needed. They absolutely needed it. I said earlier, if they don't beat Vancouver, if they come in and they steal a win in their barn, that's it for the season. But you turn it around, these guys are now on a little swing north, right? They're going in the right direction. We've got guys playing to what they're supposed to be doing. So everything we talked about last time, they're literally flipping it around and going right back. Like I said, they're heading north, and that's
you give us
thing.
one time to win, we're gonna win twice.
They're doing it, man. Hey, Chris,
there he is.
Chris,
there he is.
You're loving watching this team lately, aren't you, buddy?
I mean, like you said, even though they dropped it to the Red Wings, we can still take solace. They still haven't beat us in regulation.
Okay? True.
They still have not beat us in regulation, and we look pretty good in that game. I mean, I love the aggressiveness in that game, and we were fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
We were fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
So then to see them come and do 5-2.
Yeah.
5-2.
Took it to them.
Ooh, this has got me excited, especially because if we sneak in, we might even face them. In the first round of the playoffs, if we can
good
actually,
call.
I mean, talk about maybe creating the finally creating what did you call it? The I-5-lery.
The I-5-lery, yeah.
This got me excited.
Okay. All right. So excited, but optimistic?
Okay. Well, now you got to get all
like, are we thinking playoffs?
And specific on it.
Come on. How excited are we? And by the way, actually, you know what? Can you go back and
playoffs?
Hold on. We got to go back and strike that, actually. because I don't want them to hear that. I don't want them to hear that word at all. What they need to be doing is focusing on what's going on right now. Here's my rant. What have you done for me lately? Ryan is completely correct. We cannot stop applying the pressure right now. The pressure is now on because they've been playing good as of late. So now, as you know, Chris said, we're getting excited. I'm getting optimistic, and you guys better keep it up. Otherwise, you know what's coming, right? Because now is the time to really, you know, start rattling off some points here. Let's make this playoff push, and then let's do what we did last year and be, you know, the underdog, or, you know, catching people by surprise again or whatever, and make a deep run. I mean, this next stretch here, guys. I'll just mention it because then I want to go back to the Red Wings. Like I said, the Wild, and then Boston and Pittsburgh, but coming into Seattle this time around for the next week here. But back to the Red Wings game real quick. Because I just have to, because it just falls perfectly for us. You guys, when he scored, you guys thought of me first, right?
You saw the pace on that puck?
Be honest, you thought of me first, right? Because you knew I was going to come on the show and just be grinning from ear to ear. I told you, don't get rid of this guy. Why did they get rid of this guy? Why? And why does this happen to every team that I root for? Did you guys see who hit the first home run in spring training? Did you guys catch this? The Dodgers.
Hey, Oscar.
The Dodgers and the Padres played the first spring training game of Major League Baseball yesterday, and Teoscar Hernandez hit the first freaking home run of spring training.
Hockey show.
No, Seattle back, sports show for a second. Okay.
That's a crossover.
Sprong comes in.
I'll let it play.
Sprong comes in and rips one. He's been playing great for Detroit. You're welcome. We found him off of the waivers, don't forget. And it's all I wanted was to keep that guy. And of course he's the one who does it to us there. And then Teoscar. I'll take your comments on either one of those things.
Well, first of all, they do it exactly for this reason, to piss you off, okay?
Yeah, it feels intentional at this point.
Your name gets passed around from Seattle team to Seattle team, and you're just like, hey, if you could please at least piss this guy off a few times each year, please do it.
Dude, it seriously feels that way. When I saw the tweet about Teoscar Hernandez, I mean, seriously, dude, it's... It is like someone's just trying to mess with me at this point.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Also, the Detroit market, huge release show, guys. They're also listening.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that same reaction when I saw Sprong scored. I just said, are you effing kidding me?
Right.
And when I heard on the radio that Teoscar Hernandez hit a home run, and I'm just like, oh, cool. Nope, that's not a Mariners stat. Are you effing kidding me? Same reaction.
Yeah. Oh, what's next? Russell Wilson not only wins the Super Bowl next year for the Arizona Cardinals, but he also then,
we don't know where he's going to end up.
He then also joins the Texas Rangers and beats the Mariners in the playoffs. Like, what? Just how else can you just kick us in the nuts, sports gods? It's awful sometimes.
But, that's why I wear a cup.
Man, gotta stay strong somehow. Gotta stay sprung. Let's just try to stay sprung somehow, you guys. All right, so let's look at the standings a little bit. Let's do some standings looking, even though the players shouldn't. If the players are listening, you better turn off the podcast right now and go back to doing some win sprints or whatever you guys are doing. 56 games played, 59 points. We're six behind the Kings, you guys. Fell pretty far behind them right now.
Kings are on a downslide right now, so that's good for us.
Yeah.
But we're only three behind the Blues, right? Only three behind Nashville.
Right. Those are definitely attainable. But Nashville and, I mean, they're going to be fighting it out. They're tied, you know what I mean? So what do we got to do, Ryan or Chris, either one of you? Like, just somebody break it down for me. What do we got to do to get in? What spot do we need to be in, or who do we got to leapfrog, or who are we battling it out with the most?
Well, let me tell you how we do it. Ryan will tell you.
Okay.
Oh, Well, these next two games for sure. We got Minnesota. Yeah, we got Boston coming in. Those are huge games.
What I mean is pretend like I'm me watching the NHL. I don't know how all this stuff works. Like, what position do you got to be in to get in? I know how you get in baseball. I know how you get in football, but I always forget every year in hockey because there's the Central and the Pacific and the this and that. Like,
yep.
So that's what I mean. Where do we got to be to get in?
You want to be around that 100 point mark.
Okay.
Towards the end of the year. So right now Canucks have 80 points. We have 59. I mean, it's not that far away, but again, the rest of the league is sort of kind of right there. So these games against special teams like Los Angeles, those are huge. We got to start leapfrogging teams in our own division. And that's where we're going to start making up points, because just like these baseball series, you know, one game, if we win somebody in our series, that's a 4-point swing. And that's where we need to start jumping, is these guys that are in our own division in our conference.
Okay, so we need to end up, or how many teams from each side go?
It's the top three in each division.
Okay.
And then there's an extra two that are just the next two best records in the conference.
Okay. So the top three in our division is, we're thinking that's not going to happen, right?
No.
Yeah, we're not going to overtake the Oilers.
I mean, we'd have to get really, really mad at them. Really, really mad at them. Like, madder than you've ever gotten mad before, Brett. Like, you got to take it to a whole nother level mad.
Okay. I don't know
if you want to do that. I mean, I don't know if you have family that listens to the show or anything.
We'll
but
see
like,
how the next week goes, I guess.
If you want them to get up in the top three.
Okay, so then we at least have to get the Blues and the Predators here. To do something. So, but because the Oilers thing, that's out of reach. I mean, and I think we went over it. We only play them one more time. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Who's playing the best right now, and who's the catalyst for what's going on the team besides us yelling at them?
Who's playing the best on the Kraken right now?
Yeah. I mean, why, you know, it's not just they're skating faster. Like, I mean, you know.
Right.
Did you see Tanev take it to? They're playing with some energy, man. So, like, who is it, you know?
So there you go. So I mean, Chris, you can go on a second here. McCann, right away, I made his notes. He had goal and three assists in last night's game versus the Canucks. He was on fire. And the first goal he scored, it was a turnover a Canucks turnover in their own zone. He grabbed the puck without hesitation, fired it. It's top shelf. Those are the kind of plays that we weren't making earlier in the season, and that stuff is starting to click for these guys.
Which goal was that? That was which one were you talking about?
That was McCann's first goal. Dunn had a rocket for his first goal of the game, and again, that's what wasn't happening earlier in the season, because he was one of our huge contributors, right? Scoring from the point and getting that sort of momentum swings from a defenseman, that's huge, right?
Yeah.
So him going through and scoring like that, again, now the stuff is starting to come back together. And then we're talking about who's going to be those guys to step up. Tanev with his fight yesterday, kicking the crap just out of any Canuck. Just pick a Canuck, kick the crap out of him. But the rivalry, like, that we want to manufacture is turning out to be real, because there's 9 fights in the last 11 games and against the Canucks.
We
won the season series. So right there, big turning points. And I think that's going to propel this team in the future. Sorry, Chris, now you can go.
Hey, man, you know, I never have to apologize, okay, to me for talking good hockey, okay? That's what we're supposed to do here. Sorry, I'm losing my projection. Sorry, Brett.
You're
Don't
good.
Yell at me. Don't
You're
be mad
good,
at me.
Dude. Go for
I
it.
Perform for you.
Okay.
No, I honestly think Ryan kind of mentioned it earlier, but he was mentioning it in like going forward, and so I'm sort of copping out on answering your question. But honestly, I think it's the fact that we're finally healthy. I think that everyone seems to be feeling pretty good. That when you got a team full of healthy dudes, they can really get out there and get scrappy and play even harder and get in those corners and dig out the pucks and everything like that. That like. You've got more people feeling better that I think has helped elevate it. If I had to answer your question, honestly, he's not like back to where he was before, but I do think, I mean, he looked really good and he scored against the Bruins, but like, you know, Matty B, I think is starting to play a little bit better than he was before, on both sides, getting up and down. You know, that's all I could say that I feel like I've noticed after the All-Star break that
whatever happened for
him, like you said, he got mom's lasagna or something, but like he's playing a little bit better than
he's actually playing. I mean, anything he was doing before this is like not even hockey, honestly. Like he actually woke up good.
He put his skates on and went out there. Okay.
He's finally doing what he's supposed to be doing as a just roster member of an NHL team. Like, let's go. I mean, you know, talk about even more. Let's go. I mean, I'm happy that the engine seems to have started, but let's kick it into high gear.
Man.
Tolvi's awesome. Dude, McCann, though, and I want to go back. Ryan touched on McCann. McCann, dude, I think we stop on him for a second. He's the face of the franchise, honestly, I think. This is another, again, all the Kraken listening, turn it off. I don't want to create any drama in the locker room, but McCann's the guy, dude, for me. When they need a shot, he's the guy. He likes that spot on the ice, Ryan, like you mentioned. I don't know if he's an NHL superstar quite yet. He needs to keep having these consistent seasons of like scoring this many goals. But for the Kraken, for what we have right now in three seasons, I think that McCann, he's more of like a quiet guy. So, you know, I don't know if like you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know if they're going to put his face on the billboard, but I think if you ask Kraken fans, like legit Kraken fans, he's the face of your franchise. Isn't he, Ryan?
So, yes, he is. I think so. I think he's
the most valuable player on the team, I'd say.
Into that role. The Kraken send out a media packet before every game with stats, stuff like that. They have players to watch in it. Last game's player to watch, Jared McCann.
Yeah.
And he turns around and he has that 4-point game and really sets the tone for that game with his play, right? So obviously people are noticing. They're making him, hey, check this guy out. He's probably going to be pretty good. And sure enough, he was.
If he can embrace that even more of being the guy that people – bought a ticket to come and see, then this team can really go over the top. If he embraces this, like I'm the man on this team. I'm the goal scorer. I'm the playmaker. I'm the guy that people look to. Like shooters got to shoot and shooters want the puck in their hand or the ball in their hand at the end of the game. He's that guy for this team and he's got to feel that confidence. And I think we as a fan base have to give it to him that he's our Michael Jordan right now, I think. Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at his picture. It's pretty clean cut. So hear me out. Maybe he needs a mustache. Maybe we need to get Jeff Renner him a little bit.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Bring it back.
I like that. You know, one thing I don't like, and I, you know, this is the spot for it, Kraken fans. So, you know, it's a safe spot, but I'm just going to say it. And I was especially thinking this one, it wasn't going well. So I don't, whatever. I'm going to just go for it anyway. Guys, I think the Davy Jones hat kind of sucks. Hot take, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think it kind of sucks.
The post-game hat?
I think it's kind of lame.
Wow.
I got to be honest. I think it's kind of lame. I think the sort of like trophy for like attaboy good games is sort of waning a little bit. I'm not sure if it has the same excitement that it did 3 years ago when the team was invented. And I think it's kind of tired. Every time I see it online, the guy who's wearing it kind of looks dopey. Like he kind of doesn't want to put it on anyway. It looks like when you have your birthday party at a restaurant and they put a hat on you and the waiters are singing and you're like, all right, this kind of feels dumb now. Like the players look almost like they're like, ah, thanks, that barnacled thing that doesn't fit right. Like put it on. And then they give some sort of like, hey, way to go, boys. I just think it's kind of lame, and I think we need to come up with something better as a team and just sort of – or just, like, stop being that cartoon like we always talk about and just, like, actually take care of business and quit worrying about who gets the hat at the end of the game or who made the speech. Sure. Or – I mean, maybe my beef is more just with the social media team, I guess, for always putting that stuff up there. But it's just kind of hitting the lame factor for me a little bit. What about you guys?
Well – it makes me wonder though, like what happened to you?
Oh, come on! Don't come
as
after
a child
me.
Or something. Like, no, did you not get the after game hat? Did you not get it? Is that why you don't want this attaboy stuff? Because no one attaboyed you? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? All right. You know what? Since you asked, I'll answer your question. You know, I do a little coaching myself, all right, for the kids these days. I used to do like a game ball at the end of the game, all right? But then it kind of hit me in the off season that then the kids just they start thinking about who's going to win the game ball or if they're going to win the game ball or did they get a game ball yet or not. And the kids are also getting old enough to the point where they know that they're just sort of next on the list. So then that defeats the whole purpose anyway. So I said to the team this year, no more game balls, because after games, you either won as a team or you lost as a team. And we're just going to talk about what happened in the game and what went well and what didn't go well and what we need to work on or whatever. But what I will do is I'm going to start giving practice players of the week out for who was busting it in practice, because practice is where you learn everything. And then the game is where you go play, right? So the Davy Jones hat, I've been kind of looking at it lately, and it just sort of looks lame. And to give out a sort of like, oh, good job, you did it this game. Like, I don't know, just bust it every game.
I respect that. I'll let you go, Ryan. Respect that coaching choice. I really do appreciate that.
No, right? Actually,
go ahead, Ryan.
That's actually I like that as well. The practice game ball kind
Thanks,
of thing,
dudes.
But. Every team does this. They have their version of the Davy Jones hat, whatever that is. Some guys have a jacket, a WWE belt, stuff like that. But the fact that you're picking a fight with a hat right now just shows that the cracker in the right direction. So,
yeah,
I mean,
all right, that's fine.
No, oh,
that's,
wow, he came at you too.
Also,
that's not what I expected.
Can I just get a yes or no from both of you? I'm not picking a fight with the hat or anything. It's been 3 seasons. I'm asking you, when you see those videos posted or see the picture of the guy wearing it, do you think it's like it's 2 options, cool or sort of lame?
Yeah, it's sort of lame.
Thank you.
It's manufactured, right?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
All right.
Look what Ryan said, feels manufactured. I'm going to say sort of lame. It's probably pretty sweaty too at this point. Yeah, I don't want to put it on.
Thank you. There you go. Now, the Mariner Trident. Not to switch sports, but just real quick, because Ryan brought it up, like all the different things, because baseball has completely gone overboard with this stuff. Like the Minnesota Twins have like a fishing rod and a like fishing jacket and stuff. It's just, it's too much. I vote that we just go back to like high fives, fist bumps, patting each other on the butt as they walk by, throw seeds on the guy in any sport. That's what I'm saying. I think we've all gone a bit too cartoony with the whole thing.
Just go back to the days where we sit in the dugout and smoke a cigarette and drink a beer in between innings. Why not?
What? How about the locker room
all
of the
back.
NHL, bro? You, not just baseball, buddy. Come on. How many six-packs were crushed between periods back in the day? You guys got 20 minutes.
Oh, you think with the amount of injuries and rolled ankles and not therapy sessions going on? Yeah, I mean, it's fueled by Coors Light for sure.
Dude, this intermission is brought to you by the first Kokanee when I hit the locker room and then the second one when right before I leave.
The Molson Ice?
Come on, dog. Hell yeah, dude.
Also, that's how I broke my leg in beer hockey, so, you know, there's that.
I didn't say it was recommended. I've just always pointed out that there's 20 minutes between periods. That is prime drinking time. For me at home, I mean, on the couch, responsibly. The privacy of my own home. All right, well, fine, whatever. Kraken fans, you guys can let me know if you agree or not. I think the Davy Jones thing's a little tired. I think we need something, because here's what I'm saying. If the team is going to have this renewed focus and this new energy, I think we got to kind of capture that in whatever it is. So you can't plan these things. And like you all said, the Davy Jones thing seems a little premeditated. But anyway, whatever. Back to some hockey. Ryan.
Yes.
Can we talk Joey DeCord? We got to give some props to Joey. And then probably also to... Well, who do you want to give props to? We got to talk Tenders, man.
No, Joey DeCord, absolutely. He deserves all the props. And then Grubauer stepping in and just being consistent again. Mm-hmm. You know, he's And but consistent for him is he's going to give up a couple of those big goals, but then he's going to turn around and he's going to make the rest of the game unbelievable. And that's sort of his MO lately, but he does stay consistent. And so both goalies at this point, I would trust in net against whoever. But I still love the way Joey Decord has stepped up and really taken that number, quote unquote, number one spot to heart. And you know, he saved the season when it needed to be.
Yeah, totally. A save average 92. How do you say that? 0.921, whatever. Grubauer right there at 89. I mean, they're pretty, you know, they're pretty close. But it's nice to just have those two guys, like you're saying, right? And no real drop off. Like, I feel like even though last year, oh, God, what was, man, how quickly I forget. What was his name? I'm
Chris.
Huh? Not Drieger, the guy.
Jonesy?
Yeah, Jonesy. Yeah. Great to have him, but obviously that wasn't going to last. But nice to have these two guys. That's the thing. You got to have them if you're going to make the run. And I just want to know if we're going to make this run or not, man. These next few weeks, they're going to be fun to watch, dude, aren't they? Like, I mean, it's fun. You know what it is? Here's the thing. I'm having fun at least turning on Kraken games and knowing they got a chance. And isn't that all we've ever asked for around here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And for the first time, I was excited to watch a game and I was on a plane and I couldn't watch it. Like, I was excited to watch a game coming up and not just I'll catch the highlights or if I'm there, I'll watch it. Like, I wanted to watch that game last night.
Yeah.
And I ended up watching the highlights, you know, once I got Wi-Fi and then, you know, caught a little bit of the game here and there. But yeah, these games are fun again. And just having that running into this playoff run with a chance to win, a chance to keep going. I mean, that's all we could ask for.
Yeah. You know, okay, Ryan, let me float this one to you. So it almost seems like each year, with maybe the exception of the first year, which I think we just throw out anyway, but these last 2 years especially, it's like they're sort of middle of the road. We get upset, this or that. Then the trade deadline starts coming up, and then the team doesn't really do anything, right? And then they start kind of playing better. I almost wonder if it's like the front office has a meeting with them at some point where they're like, look, this is what you got. We're not bringing anyone in, and we're also not getting rid of any of you. And it's like they just get comfortable, figure out that it's them against the world, and then some magic starts happening, which is great if that's what's going to happen. You know, because we sit here all year, who are they going to bring in or whatever? Maybe no one. Every time, and like they're all they got and they're all they need. You know what I mean?
If you're constantly worried about your job being on the line, I don't think you're going to perform as well as you could. So I can see that closed door conversation happening just because they don't speak anything in public. So you think behind the scenes they are doing that. But at some point, the team aspect of Kraken hockey is, and you're right, I'm pretty sure that you want to play for the guy next to you. And if the guy next to you is going to be shipped out or if you're going to be on the fence, you're not going to get that performance out of them. So for sure, they are definitely thinking that, especially after the trade deadline. And as you start rolling the playoffs, this is what we got. It's us. It's us versus the league and we have a chance to do it. And every game, they just, you know, let's not look ahead to the playoffs. Let's look ahead to the next game. They just want those 2 points and then move on. You start building confidence. Matty B starts scoring. They start contributing. All of a sudden, this team is playing like it did, buzzing into last year's playoffs.
That's Kraken hockey, baby. Nobody wants us. We're all we got, you know? Because let's be honest, it's not as if they wouldn't bring someone in if they had the chance. And it's not as if they wouldn't ship someone off if they had the chance. I mean, maybe because of based on how they're playing, I'm not sure if there's really any buyers for Kraken players as well as, you know what I'm trying to say? So I think it probably is just sort of a thing of like, guys, this is it, man. This is your team. Go after it, Chris. I mean, this is clearly, I mean, they kind of do say it through the media though, don't they, Ryan and Chris? Like the front office kind of does say, hey, we're not really doing anything. And I think it's just the fans who don't listen, but they never really do anything. This is kind of what we have, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I think there'll probably be, you know, one. I mean, for this season, yes. The way that we are just on the precipice here of are we making it, are we not making it? We're in the hunt, but don't have necessarily a ton to sell. I mean, it's possible you know, when he ends up somewhere or something like that. But like, right. I think for the most part, all signs point to we're keeping what we got here, at least for a little bit longer here, because of, hey, they've kind of come together. So, and we're in the hunt. I don't think they're going to get rid of anyone unless you announce right now, like who your favorite player currently is on the team. If you want to announce that, then it's very possible
dude,
to get rid of
no,
that.
No, I've learned my lesson with the Mariners too many times. No, no, I'm not gonna start talking. Because, you know, if you listen close enough to this show, you know who my favorite player is because he gets a pass. He gets a pass.
Someone could put the clues together.
Oh, he gets a pass all the time because if you look up the stats, like this guy should be getting yelled at all the time. But because he's such a pest out there and does some fun stuff from time to time, and since he's named after an adult contemporary, you know, megastar, like he gets a pass. But my man's only got 7 goals for the season. But for some reason, it feels like he does a lot more. And I want him named captain sometimes even. But it's not really filling that's up right, the stat line right. or anything. Because Wenberg is the guy that always gets mentioned, isn't it? I don't know why that... It's not fair, maybe. But Wenberg does always get mentioned. I'm not really sure why that is. Do you see them doing anything, Ryan, at all?
No, I mean, there hasn't been any rumblings. There has. I mean, the only thing that I heard was Dan could have been on the trading block if the season turned south.
Right.
You know, and that's really the only thing that is I've heard from multiple sources multiple times. But right now, I mean, I like to see him stay, obviously. So let's keep that rolling. I think he's a good asset to our team. I don't know if we can get the value back for him if we did trade him, but you know, right now I think we're we're like I said, I think we're heading that right direction. I'm not worried about trades. I love a good team core that stays and plays for each other and does great things. And you know, I put it out on Twitter to everybody: is this season a failure in your minds if we don't make the playoffs? And
yes.
We had some mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
We definitely had some mixed reviews. But the majority was like, yeah, I mean, we set a standard for ourselves and we need to, that is the goal to get back every time, right? So absolutely, we have the ability to make the playoffs and to be a good team, just like the game yesterday. If they played that way 85% of the time, I mean, we're going to be doing good things.
Don't bring up percentages when it comes to wins and Seattle teams. Knock it off. So, you know, this is the thing. I want to talk hockey and more player-specific hockey, but then Ryan says stuff that it just incenses me about our own audience, and I get sidetracked. Like, who in their right mind is responding to you that this season is a success if they don't make the playoffs? Or, sorry, is not a failure. Give me a break. Like... No, like you don't go. Here's the thing. If they had just touched the playoffs and gotten swept last year, then okay, maybe narrowly missing this year is about a lateral move or, you know, semi the same. Except that everybody tells me that making it into the NHL playoffs is like the greatest thing ever. So just making it in, I think, is experience enough. But whatever. They won. They beat the defending champions last year.
Yep.
In the first round, and then, you know, darn near took down. I mean, don't tell me that then. And by the way, the exact same team of guys, pretty much, except Sprong. No, if they don't make it this year, that's an absolute failure by the team, by the front office, and by the coach. All the way around.
Yeah. It'd
be an absolute abject failure.
More yelling.
Not object. It's abject, right? A, B. It'd be an abject failure.
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
It would be. It would be. And any Kraken fan that doesn't think so is not a Kraken fan. I'm sorry. Go back to rooting for the whatever, the Seattle Dragons. They don't exist anymore.
They can't lose.
Well, Brett, I can tell you who they are.
Okay. You call them out by name? No, we probably shouldn't. We probably shouldn't.
I got the tweet up. I got the Xer up or whatever.
Wait, what's the point? Did they make a point? Are they able to say why?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to me then.
Yeah. Okay, so whether this is his real name or not, Kevin McLean said...
Oh, no, another Kevin?
I said last year that they overachieved, and if they settled back this year, would it be looked at as a failure? I say no, as last year was an anomaly. And that's kind of the same sentiment. Someone else was like, no, last season was a nice surprise, but we don't have it this year. That was by less cute, more shoot.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. An anomaly. Beating the defending Stanley Cup champions is an anomaly, and then taking Dallas to the brink is at game seven? That's an anomaly? That's not an anomaly. And this is the exact same players minus one player. It'd be different if you shipped off seven guys in the offseason. It's the exact same team. The same coach, the same front office. It's not an anomaly. It might have surprised you that they went far, but everybody who was watching was saying, well, this is how this team is built, and they're playing this way, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. And then they come back this year, and if these exact same players, again, save for one player, forget it. You got to at least touch the playoffs again, and you got to be doing it consistently. If it's the same players, if they had made wholesale changes that didn't quite click together, that's, you know, one thing, but that's not what's happening here. I mean, Kyle, by the way, calling out people by name, I wanted to do this anyway. Kyler Yamamoto, local boy, right, from the state, he comes in. He's the name that comes in. Sprong's the name that goes out. I just wanted to zero in because people say, oh, you don't talk about the players, you don't talk about hockey. Let's talk specifically. 46 games played, 7 goals, 5 assists, 12 points. Ryan, 46 games played, 12 points.
He's also scratched, so he's going through a little scratch yesterday, so he's going through a little something with some injury. But again, he had a hot start, and then he sort of kind of cooled off a little bit. So just like the rest of the team, hopefully when we get him back in the lineup, he's going to kind of push that back up a little bit. But
he's going to do what? Score 1 point every 6 games? Yeah. No, I'm saying the team. Like, that's why you'd have to categorize it as a failure, because what they brought in didn't work for what they had. You see what I mean? So that there's no other way to say that you tried something and it didn't work. What is that called? Failure. It doesn't mean that you don't learn anything. You don't try to move on and get better, but you have to categorize it as what it is. You don't go a couple rounds deep in the playoffs and then the next year, you know. Yeah, I don't have to explain it again. Come on, it's ridiculous.
Well, we don't have to read them all. There's a lot more people that you could get mad at. We had you going there for a second. I almost thought you were gonna like really get to that. Let's make it to the top three in the division level mad, but you didn't. You reined it back in a little bit.
His face was red.
Katie's going to get mad at me. I'll bring up another team. But was the Seahawks season a success? No, of course not. Was it a failure? Yes, it was. Especially at the end of the season, not beating the teams that they should have beat. The run defense was atrocious. Things that they built their whole cornerstone on were completely crumbling. It was an absolute failure. Total failure. Should all the heads have rolled that rolled? I don't know. You could argue about that. But was the season a failure? Yes, that team made the playoffs the year before, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hockey show.
Hey, that was hockey, sort of.
There it is.
It's a Seattle show. What else you guys got before I wrap it up and hit the theme song?
Just think about Davy Jones' hat.
I'm excited. Screw that hat.
Ryan's mad. See, this is what we got to do. We got to keep this fire going, right? This bitter, angry fire. You got to keep it going. Even when your team wins, you still got to just be hungry for the next one. What have you done for me lately? They got a tough stretch coming up, boy. A tough stretch. They got to be tough. You got the Bruins coming in. You got the Penguins coming in. Come on.
The Wild.
Yeah. The Wild. Did you see what the Wild did? Scoring like 6 goals in 3 minutes or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they beat them. Did they beat Vancouver 10-7 or something like that?
Yeah.
Man, they beat them down Vancouver.
Hopefully they used up all their goals on that game for us.
Dude, Vancouver is such a trash team, isn't it? Man, I'm so glad I don't root for that trash ass team, the Vancouver Canucks. 90 miles north or whatever it is.
Build it.
Man, every time I even get close to Bellingham, I just start getting all itchy. Ryan knows what I mean.
I gotta put Bellingham into this.
Well, because, you know, it's close, is all.
Yeah.
I love Bellingham.
Blaine? No, different story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now sorry, we're just Blaine, fighting cities. You. Like we gotta. Yeah. Let's okay. go. Okay.
All right. That's it. That's all for us. All right. Hey, shout out to EpicSeats.com. Buy your seats, sell your seats with EpicSeats.com. Also, check out Wiener Schnitzel. Told you about them. Simply Seattle, we love them. Packback Coolers, all the sponsors. And thank you guys for listening and supporting the show and getting passionate and rooting in a way that makes the team stand up and notice. It's important to back your team strongly in victory, but also get after them in defeat. Chris, it's time for your catchphrase.
Okay, good setup. See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.